Hi, everybody. This is April, speaking to you from Space Year 2023. That's right. I'm cutting in here to let you know that it has now been 10 years, a full calendar decade since I started this podcast, Go Bayside. And as you've probably noticed the entire time, it was very DIY. I was never on a network. There's never been any ads in any of the episodes. And now that it's been 10 entire years that it's been out there in the ether on every possible podcast player for you to enjoy, I am taking the first 50 episodes and I am archiving them. So episodes 1 through 50 will now only be available on my Patreon, which is patreon.com/AprilRichardson. If you go there, there's several tiers that I think are very reasonable. The first being just to have access to all of the Go Bayside archive episodes. The rest being to catch up on the new stuff that I'm making should you be interested in hearing me talk about other things that aren't Saved by the Bell related. So there you go. It's been 10 years, you guys. 10 years listening to me talk nonsense about this television show. And now you can join me over at patreon.com/AprilRichardson. Or if it's easier for you to remember, you can go to baremins.com. That is BAREMINS.com. And you can find all of the old Go Bayside episodes there for you to enjoy. Play until your heart's content. Leave comments. See the photos on my old green couch. Join us there, please. And thank you so much for 10 years of supporting Go Bayside.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Go Bayside. As I'm sure you know by now, this is the Saved by the Bell podcast, where I invite a guest over to my apartment in Hollywood, California, and we watch an episode of the show, and then we break it down piece by piece for you. And I have to say, this is, you actually might, I can't remember if you're the first or second guest that this is, we just met.
Right.
We just met.
Hi.
Hi! Your name is Dave Shumka.
That's right.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, but before anybody listening gets any ideas, we did just meet, but we have mutual friends.
Yes, we do.
Very funny comedians co-sign on you.
Yes, I'm glad.
Yes. So I'm just saying,
why,
like,
what ideas would people get?
The ideas that many people get.
I could just meet you and
yes,
be on your...
Yes, that's not a thing that anyone can do. You're a comedian?
Yes.
It's proven that you're funny?
Sure.
You're very charming.
Thank you.
This has been lovely.
Yep.
So all of those things combined. And also, so you're not a total stranger is what I'm saying.
Not to me.
Yeah, you're not like a total like dude off the street. Like,
no,
Paul of Tompkins, many people co-sign on you. So I was like, okay, that guy seems cool.
Yeah.
And you're very pleasant in our email exchanges.
This is what I understand.
And you're a Canadian.
That's right.
This is exotic. So the episode that we just watched is called Wrestling with the Future.
Yeah.
And the original air date was October 10th, 1992. Now, even before we got started, you and I kind of had a debate over whether or not... Because I'm going by this document that I found on the internet, not Netflix order, everyone. I have to repeat that again because you guys email me. Netflix order is super jacked, even more than the documents I have. But this one I have spreads the Tory episodes out, weirdly.
Right. Which I believe is right. I think they had two senior years, as you say,
yes.
In America.
Yes. Oh, you got, what do you guys call it?
I call it grade 12.
You call it grade 12.
Yeah.
You don't call it senior year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's interesting and weird.
And we call this show Degrassi.
Totally. I can't believe that's not a podcast.
Joey Jeremiah is
It would
that.
Be 500 seasons. Didn't Degrassi have like 500 seasons?
I only know the old ones. I only
right.
like the first
Drake.
Generation. Yeah.
Right.
And even that, he's has aged out. Like
right.
there have been generations of the new generation.
Yeah. Yeah, that podcast would be endless. Yeah, so they did have two senior years. So I'm going to go by this document that I have here. So again, please, I love all of you. I love all of you, first of all. But yeah, I've gotten many emails being like, oh, you've skipped this episode or you didn't do this episode. I'm going by this document in my hands. I'll send you a link if you need it. But yeah, so we did Wrestling with the Future. Now, I just need you to give a brief synopsis of the plot.
All right.
Before we break it down.
Okay, so Slater He's this wrestler fellow at Bayside.
Yes.
And he has won the city championship of wrestling single-handedly.
Yes.
He's about to go for the state championship.
Yes.
As that's happening, this dude from Iowa University shows up and is like, "Hey, you're accepted to Iowa. I personally accept you to Iowa." Meanwhile, Jesse Spano not getting into any of her schools.
Right.
Any of the schools she wants to. So, it turns out Major Slater, who is AC's dad.
Yes.
Major Martin Slater. He has arranged for this congressman to come and talk to AC about possibly going to West Point Military Academy. Zach gets involved. He's kind of the trickster of the crew. I like to reintroduce all the characters. Zach ruins the whole interview, and we'll get into it. But the congressman catches wind of it. Belden catches wind of it. And basically Slater and his father have to talk about their feelings and AC truly wants. And meanwhile, Jesse does get into Columbia.
Yes. Okay, that was beautifully done. Okay.
A little verbose.
No, it was great. It was fantastic. Yeah, so the episode opens up with Slater walking into the Max because there's a pep rally. In his honor for the wrestling team, quote unquote, that he's apparently the sole member of.
Yeah, well, no, he does mention, he gives a speech. This is a bare bones academy. there's three cheerleaders. And
yes.
They're the only three.
Only three.
Three girls in the school with lines.
Yes.
Zach is there with his radio equipment.
Okay, yeah, I wrote that down because it was like their portable radio.
Their portable radio equipment. Yeah. Zach and Screech.
Mm-hmm.
And Zach is going to be broadcasting this pep rally live.
For the zero listeners. Who would listen to that? It'd be the most boring thing.
Well, and also, if you've ever been to a radio thing, there's someone at master control. Like, if they're ever on location, they have to be communicating like, okay, this is happening now. And then there's none of that. Zach just walks up to Slater and puts the microphone up to him.
Totally.
And like also, interrupting whatever.
We did laugh immediately because when Slater walks in, it's like a Hard Day's Night. It's scream. Everyone in the Max loses their minds as if they didn't just see him in the hallway.
This guy they see literally every day.
Yes.
And earlier today.
Yes. But he's famous now. In this context, he's a famous guy, apparently.
Unless he just won the city championship the night before and this was a morning pep rally.
Yeah, that's true. But even still, it's like, that it's like they'll see him later in class.
Is the Max open for breakfast?
Okay.
Have they?
I don't know if you've ever.
Yes, I know. Listened. You're obsessed with the Max.
Because I have way more to say about it too. I don't know if it's open for breakfast. I think it is actually because I think they do have episodes where they're there and then they go, oh, I got to go to my class. I think they do have breakfast there.
Yeah.
But he comes in, everyone loses their minds as if it's an actual famous person and not a fellow student.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're right. Like, Screech and Zach go up to him with the mobile radio equipment. Like, how's it feel to be a cool wrestling guy? And he's like, it's pretty great. And then, but yeah, he does say something.
He thanks his father who couldn't be there.
Yeah.
And he thanks his coach and teammates who couldn't be there. Why couldn't the coach and teammates be
there?
If
anything, the only thing they ever need to be at is, like, the championship games.
Yeah.
So does that mean they were at the lead-up to it, and then for the championship, they're like, sorry, we all have plans that night?
Yeah, I don't think Slater's very well-liked on the wrestling team.
Or maybe they are
not
mad.
Not a single member showed up.
Or member, or the coach. The coach did not show up to the championship game. Like, isn't he supposed to be there coaching you through it?
Well, he was at the game. He just wasn't at the pep rally.
Oh, the pep rally. Okay, that makes a little more sense for the coach. But for the players... Are the wrestlers... Maybe it's a case of like they're like Slater won it somehow single-handedly, so then they were like, fuck that guy.
Or yeah, or maybe they were such bad wrestlers that they're in hospital now.
What if that is true? I don't know how wrestling works. Real wrestling.
Yeah, yeah.
I know how like WWE wrestling works.
How?
Faking.
Okay.
Right? So I get that. high school wrestling. I never went to a wrestling match. Did you?
No, but I've seen.
Do they do wrestling in Canada in high school?
Yeah, it's ice wrestling.
Oh my God, imagine that.
No, we do. Well, there's. I've seen wrestling in like the Olympics, which is what they do.
Oh,
which is high school.
Sure,
wrestling.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, no, it's the same.
No, you're right. It's just phrasing it that way makes it sound like you're shitting on Olympians. Well, like, it is. Oh, but it's like high school wrestling, so whatever.
Yeah. I mean, like, Razor Ramon wasn't in the Olympics, so how good could the Olympics
exactly.
be?
Exactly. But I don't. Obviously, it's one dude wrestling one dude. Mm-hmm. Like, I get that. But I guess I don't get how, like, a team
maybe there's a, like,
setup
a point
goes.
System. Or...
Right, because obviously it's not going to go, hey, our whole team's going to wrestle your whole team at the same
cool,
time.
Though.
Oh, that would rule.
Yeah.
But that, they can't do that. So is it just, say there's five guys on a team.
Okay.
Is it just whose team, who the the most amount of guys on a team wins, and so the team wins? Like, if my team, three of the guys win, and on your team, two of the guys win.
Okay, not just whoever has the most players
wins. No. It's regular. Everybody's, come on, calm down. There are rules. Everyone has five people on their team.
Right, okay. I guess it's best three of five or whatever.
I mean, right? I don't know how it works.
But then I guess there's also, like, gymnastics has team events and individual events.
Yeah.
And so I guess Slater won the individual wrestle.
Yes.
But maybe it's all individual.
But if he did, like, is that enough? So one dude gets to rep the whole school is kind of what I'm getting at. Like, they get to go, hey, Bayside High School are the state wrestling champions based on the back of one dude.
Yeah, but what a back.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, yeah, he could carry the school. Yeah.
And they get to hang a banner.
Yeah.
Saying, but, and they don't even have to mention Slater. They can just say,
no, it's just like our team won.
The Tigers won it.
Yeah. So good. So I don't know. I could look all this up, but I'm not going to.
But I feel like the fact that there were no team members there, it was just like.
That's super weird.
Just a budget issue. Like, we didn't want to hire four actors.
Yeah.
We didn't want to make
four
uniforms.
We didn't want to get Nedic back in here or whatever.
Nedic was on Valley. Was Nedic on Valley?
Yes, you're right, because he wrestled Screech. Good point. Good
sure.
point. So he's like, I want to thank the team, but you guys are all welcome because I single-handedly totally did this. Now, after that, isn't it like immediately after this pep rally's over, they go sit at a table?
Yeah, they do. Because they are in the max.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And Jesse starts taking people's food, just taking food from the tray of the waitress.
Just taking from the waitress, from other people, to shove it in her face, and they're like, what's your deal? And she's like, oh, I haven't gotten accepted to any colleges.
Yeah, and she's applying to, like, Harvard.
It seems to be exclusively, Ivy League schools.
Yeah, maybe she's set her sights a little high.
Yes, you are right. However, we're led to believe, though, that, like, she's going to be valedictorian and she's got endless extracurricular activities.
That's the only reason she's on the cheerleading team.
Yes, exactly.
Squadron.
So it's like, in all fairness to Jessie, we are led to believe she is kind of prime Ivy League material.
Yeah, that's true.
And so the fact she just starts listing all these, she's like, I've literally been rejected from every college. So that is kind of weird where it's like,
Are we worried about Jessie's obsessive behavior that she... Like, we all know the caffeine pills.
Of course.
And then whenever she's stressed out in this episode, it's junk food. She has to eat junk food.
You're right. She's, like, way self-medicating.
Yeah.
Like, whatever's around.
She's eating
around.
Her feelings
it's
or
like,
caffeinating
yes,
her feelings.
Yes! That is a good point. Maybe these colleges found out about her, like, tendency towards addiction.
Right.
Addictive behavior. They're like, we heard that you do drugs.
We don't want
that kind in Harvard.
And in... This is post the Stansbury episode, and maybe we heard how you spoke to the woman from Stansbury.
Oh, exactly. They're like, we have meetings.
Yeah, sure.
All the reps from colleges.
Yeah.
And it got around. It got around how you disrespected Miss Billingham from Stansbury.
Is that a real name?
I believe so, because I remember James the actor going, Miss Billy Goat Ham and Cheese, and fucking it up.
What an actor.
He's the James the actor. That's why they call him James the actor.
So she's not getting into...
Yes, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Sorry.
Well...
No!
Here I go. she's not getting into any of these schools.
Yes.
Zach is applying. Zach says he's applying to all the best schools with beaches and girls.
Yes.
And this bothers you.
Yes, because this show seems to constantly like romanticize beach places as if they don't live maybe 10 minutes from one. Like he goes, I applied to, you know, Hawaii University.
Tahiti Tech.
He's like, all the schools with the best beaches. And it's like, okay, go to Pepperdine or whatever. It's down the street. Isn't Pepperdine like right in Malibu?
I don't know a lot.
Whatever. It's like. There are like 9 colleges within walking distance of you that have beaches. So yeah, that is always weird to me that they act like beaches are some foreign amazing thing that they can't just go to at any second. But in the midst of all this, like everybody's bitching.
Except that Zach grew up in Minnesota.
It was like Iowa or something. Indiana. Miss
Right.
Bliss took place in Indiana. That's right.
Before they moved. Half the school.
Until him and all of his friends moved to the same place.
Well, some of his friends and the principal.
Yeah, it's just how convenient. So, in the midst of everybody saying this, though, like everybody's just generally talking about college stuff. Mm-hmm. Slater turns to see a guy just walked into the door at the Max.
Yep.
And goes, "Oh my God, you guys, that's Jeff Tramer, the wrestling coach at Iowa."
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about this.
Sure.
First of all, on site.
Right.
He knows this guy.
Like you read Wrestling Coach magazine.
Yes. Thank you.
College Wrestling
like
Coach.
Like the trades college wrestling. Totally. Or it's like baseball cards
daily
of college.
Wrestling variety.
Yes. So he just sees his face, knows who. Again, this is no internet. There's no internet in these times, so it's not like you can just Google Jeff Tramer wrestling coach.
Is that Jeff Tramer?
Yes. Totally sees him. Also.
And he knows it immediately. He's not like, wait a minute.
Thank you.
Is that guy familiar?
Yes.
Do you recognize that guy? Or is it someone that only I would know?
Yes.
And how would only I know him? Oh, because of my subscription
Thank
to Wrestling
you.
Coach Monthly.
Thank you. There's zero hesitation. It's not even like, oh, is that one of y'all's dads or something? Like, because he's an older dude and he looks familiar. Yeah, it's like immediate. Oh, Jeff Tramer, guys. He just walked in. Also, Jeff Tramer did just walk into the Max. The Max. So, this guy from Iowa, lives in Iowa, doesn't know shit about like the geography of wherever they are.
Uh-huh. This is pre-Google Maps.
Pre-Google Maps? Pre-like any of that shit. MapQuest?
He lands at the airport, provided he didn't drive. He says to information, LAX information, he says, do you know where Slater is?
Yes. Do you know where AC Slater hangs out? Definitely at the Max. Or even if you keep, like, even if he lands, he goes to LAX, hey, where's Bayside High School even?
Do you think there's a smaller version of the Max that's, like, in airports?
Oh,
do you think there's, like,
a
food
chain?
Court?
Totally.
Max?
And it's, like, chain. I feel like there can only be one Max.
And when you go there, they don't
chain,
charge you for food.
Yes. That's what I was just going to say. In order to franchise and branch out, you have to have profits.
Yeah.
To expand your business. Max has zero profits.
We only serve orange soda with no ice.
With no ice. That's half full always, even though you don't drink it.
We serve continuity soda.
Yeah. Totally. Totally. That we'll put a straw in it that you'll never drink and use. So, but okay. Even if we already went over this, what episode was it that I just, there was an episode where, the FIT one.
Right.
We did the FIT one where the lady came just from FIT to see Lisa. So I've kind of already been over like how that's ridiculous and never happened in the history of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have it happening again. So let's even act like that's a real thing, I guess, in Bayside world where, okay, a college scout will fly across the country to see a student.
Mm-hmm.
If that were to be the case, he would contact someone at the school to be like, I'm a scout at a college. I need to talk to your student.
Also, was he not at the match? Did he just
hear
that? Oh, this kid won city. Well, I couldn't make it, but I'd love to see him the next day.
Well, yeah, because if the pep rally is right after the match, that's right at, like, you couldn't get a flight that's like an hour earlier. Like, no, I'll catch up with him after.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would go up to him at the match and go, hey, I'm the dude from Iowa.
And like, I know, you're Jeff Tramer.
Yes, exactly.
You're Jeff Tramer from
Iowa.
You're my hero.
Yes, exactly.
One day I'd like to coach wrestling.
Yes.
So, I also pointed out that one of the either directors or producers or writers is named Bennett Tramer.
Bennett Tramer, exactly.
And that's maybe an Easter egg for you, the listener.
Oh, so I bet like that's his brother's name. So he's like, I'll throw my brother a bone.
Yeah.
My brother Jeff. I'll name this character after him. Yeah, you're welcome, Jeff.
Yeah, we can talk about it at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I totally think that was like, yeah, buddy, I'm making you famous over here. Like, that's totally what that was. But yeah.
Or maybe his late brother, Jeff.
Oh my God. What if it is a tribute? Holy shit. And he was like really into wrestling.
Yeah, sure.
What if he's like, see you at the crossroads, Jeff. I'm going to name this wrestling coach after you. Oh, now I like feel kind of bad for clowning on it. But even still, if we even say, okay, maybe there's a chance this does happen. Like, if he goes to the school and goes, hey, I'm here to see your student, AC Slater. Mm-hmm. And whoever goes, oh, well, he's at the Max. He's having dinner at the Max. They'd probably be like, okay, well, I'll wait till tomorrow. I'll wait till the next school day to come see him. Like, they're not like, oh, I'll just totally go to this restaurant and meet with him.
Well,
which
I fly out in the morning.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'm
it's just a one-night thing.
Crossing this country.
Yeah, for this one dude.
For looking for as many. I'm putting together a dream team of wrestlers.
Yeah, exactly. So he finds him.
Mm-hmm.
He walks up to Slater.
By the way, we're still in scene one.
Sorry. Oh, my God. Sorry. I can ramble because I trip on every detail.
Oh, I'm loving it.
Okay, good. Good.
Like McDonald's.
I'm like steamrolling over you, though, and this is the first time you're a guest in my home and my country.
It's not my first time in your country.
Yeah. Well, I'm just like steamrolling over you. I'm really sorry, I just get psyched.
No. I just want to point out that so much happened in the first scene.
It's true. And the next is probably my favorite because Jeff Tramer makes a beeline for Slater and just immediately goes, hey, I'm Jeff Tramer.
Uh-huh. Tramesies.
Yeah.
You'll be calling
as you will know me.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know, wrestling coach at Iowa, want to offer you a full scholarship. See you later. Like, that's literally how it goes.
And
it's like two sentences.
And Slater says, yeah, I'm in.
Yep.
I absolutely shake your hand.
Yes.
Let's do this. No, let's not put ink to paper.
Nope.
Let's not sully this with any of these contracts or letters of intent.
Nope.
Word is bond.
Yeah. Totally. And it takes 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
No documentation. Nothing official.
I know you're Slater. Even though I wasn't at the match, I know you're Slater because you're the only one here in uniform.
Only one here in a wrestling uniform. Also, to be fair, the only one in here with muscles at all and enormous ones.
I'm sorry that the rest of your team hates you. That's not a concern for me, though.
Yeah.
I'm not.
And also, not even. All of his friends are there. He doesn't even say, like, hey, can you come over here and talk to me for a second? Like, just in front of all of his friends. There's just no stipulation. I assume he's already seen his transcripts. I assume. But there's, like, no stipulation. No, like, hey. This depends on your grades or, like, this depends on your final score. It's just like, oh, no, like, he's full scholarship, 100%. Here you go.
See you later. I mean, this is a culture of entitlement among college athletes at its worst.
Oh, they visit you personally in 50s diners to give you scholarships.
Was there a 50s diner when you were a child growing
up? No, we
had
no Max. Like, there was no, I think I've said this before, but, like, my junior year, they built a Taco Bell that's like within walking distance of my school, and that became sort of a hangout, but it was like super not on the
Max
level.
Oh, we had hangouts, but I just think, I feel like in the 80s and early 90s, a 50s diner was very much a thing that every city had.
We had a Steak and Shake.
Okay.
But that's a chain, so it wasn't like a special
50s
diner.
Oh, like the Max, a chain.
Look, don't even, you know that I could talk about Max and its business plan for like 500 hours. But yeah, so he's just like, full on, here's your scholarship, cool dude, and they're like, thanks, totally going to your college.
Yep.
And then he just walks off.
See
and then,
you, Tramer.
And everybody goes, oh, well, actually, after he leaves, Jesse goes, oh my God, like, colleges never visit you in person. And I'm like, like 2 episodes ago, y'all put on a fashion show.
Yeah. And you even referenced it in this episode that Lisa's going to fit.
Yes. So it's like, you already know the lady from FIT came to see her in person. So it's like, yeah, they do, apparently. Like, did that ever happen? How does it go? All right. Since you guys, I'm already tripped up that you don't call it senior year. Mm-hmm. But how does college stuff go in Canada?
Well, actually, my brother was a very good soccer player.
Okay.
And a scout came and watched him from Stanford.
Okay.
But my brother did not go to Stanford. So that didn't work.
Did the guy not immediately walk into a restaurant
into sodas on Dunbar?
Yeah.
No, that didn't work out. But my brother did great.
Okay.
Things worked out great for my brother.
Okay, good.
I mean, in Canada, you just...
Like, do you guys, is it the same kind of thing, like, with acceptance letters?
Yeah. You apply to a bunch. We don't, There's no standardized testing. There's no SATs or anything.
Okay. So is it just based solely on grades and extracurricular activities?
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, grades mostly.
Yeah.
And then you... yeah, I didn't get into a lot of colleges.
Oh, no, you don't. I didn't even take the SATs. I didn't go to college till I was 23.
Right.
I didn't take the SATs. I took the ACT.
Okay.
Which is more of an aptitude. I think the SAT is more like what you learned, which wasn't a lot for me.
Right.
Because I didn't do a lot of work in high school. So right. I was like, it might be a bad idea to take these. So I took the ACT, which is more like aptitude based. Because I was like, I know I'm not entirely dumb.
Sure.
So I'll take this one. I'll roll the dice on this test. Right. I took it when I was like 21.
And then you went to Iowa.
And then I went to Georgia State. I mean, it was a state school. It's not, you know, whatever.
You know what? I don't know that Iowa's that great a school.
I don't know what its rep is. I think it might have a good rep sports-wise, right?
I don't know.
But yeah, so for you guys, if it's just grades and stuff, then do you just start applying like you're in the beginning of year 12?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
You apply, you send in your transcripts and... like letters of recommendation from teachers, and
right.
I think there's like some schools have essays to fill out or whatever.
Right, right.
So, but yeah, no, and it's really cheap. School's really cheap in Canada.
Yeah, see, that's you guys do a lot of things right up there.
And Screech was getting into a lot of.
Oh yeah, after this happens, and after. Jesse has already been like, I haven't gotten accepted anywhere. Here's one thing that these kids are also, they're all terrible friends to each other for so many uh-huh. reasons, but it's like right after she's been like, I'm bummed. I'm clearly eating my feelings because I'm getting rejected.
Yeah.
Screech just busts out all these envelopes. Oh, well, I got accepted to da da da. And like lists like 10 schools where I'm like, why don't you be a little sensitive to your friend? Maybe just go, oh, I haven't heard from anybody. Just lie. Brag about it right after your friend just said she's bummed.
And Screech, all of his acceptance letters from schools are just tiny, like, small letters. They're not like the big manila envelopes
it's not
that
like,
have,
welcome
like,
to the school.
Yeah.
Here's a pamphlet about it
catalog. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and he also, throughout the episode, I mean, this is the beginning of it. He does like 10, but throughout the episode, he keeps announcing him. So it's like, did Screech just apply to literally every college country?
Yeah.
It's like every college is like some Ivy League, some they joke because it's like Barbizon.
Yeah, there's three good schools and then a joke school.
But it is like when you apply to colleges, like you have to do effort, like you have to fill out.
Yeah.
So it's like he sat for 100
you
hours.
You have to send them money.
Yes. You also have to pay an application fee. So it's like Screech blew like a grand applying to every college in the world.
Yeah.
Which is totally unnecessary.
Got into most of them.
Yeah, exactly. So they all just start talking about college and like what they're going to do for their future after that. And then, you know, Slater's obviously psyched because he's like, I just got a full ride in 5 seconds while I'm sitting here drinking a Coke. Like, how easy. Yeah, Trames hooked me up.
Yeah.
So he tells Zach, he's like, I'm super psyched. Weirdly, he goes, because he's like, I want to go tell my dad I'm psyched. But he goes, you come with me to tell him how good I did at the match.
Yeah.
I mean, that just struck me in a way like, is your word not good enough? Like, your dad?
Yeah.
Like, if you try to go, Dad, I totally kicked ass at that wrestling match. He's going to go, I don't believe it. Where's a witness?
Yeah, I don't see a letter of intent from Iowa University.
Yes, it's so weird.
Oh, but you got to believe me. Tramer was there.
Yes. So it's like such a weird thing to be like, Zach, come with me for
what if
backup.
Tramer was like Kramer and he entered every scene and people applauded.
They should have done that.
They
Why
really
didn't
should've.
They do that?
Well, I don't think Seinfeld had really caught
the
on
nutty,
yet.
The nutty like wrestling coach
yeah.
as the extra character.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Dave.
I'm kind of bummed that isn't the case. So he's like, he weirdly, at a time where like you should probably be one-on-one with your dad to talk about college, he's got his friend with him. So he's like, Dad.
Yeah, they go into Major Slater's office in his house, which is a whole new set.
Whole new set. Covered in milk, like they can't hammer home enough how military
this
dude is.
This guy loves the military industrial
loves
complex. That's what he calls his house. The military industrial
That's
complex.
That's what he calls his office instead of like a man cave.
Yeah.
He's like, come right into the military industrial complex.
And he's just landed in town. He was, somewhere buffing troops or whatever you do.
Okay. There are sometimes I like hate that I do this because I know I talk out of my ass so much. Because I don't, I'm not from a military family. Are you from a military family?
No.
I really, truly don't know that much about it. Other than the guy I just dated was in the military, so I know a little bit about it. And I know that when he got deployed, it was because, like, shit was happening.
Right.
Like, shit's happening in Afghanistan. That's why he has to go there. I don't think a lot of shit was happening this time.
Well.
And when you get deployed, isn't it for, like, 6 months plus at a time?
You would. I know you have friends who had grew up in military families, and you move.
Yes.
The whole family moves.
Yes.
In peacetime.
Yes.
But... I don't know that the dad would be out of town all the time, you know.
And only for, like, 1 week at a time kind of thing. Because he says, like, I just got home, and then I got to go to whatever. Yeah. Like, he seems to only be gone for, like, a week or two at a time, which I'm like, I don't, how is that?
Maybe his dad is, like, I don't know, special
higher
ops.
Up, but it's,
or,
like, how, what rank is major?
It's pretty major. It's pretty big, right?
But it's, like, is it? I think genuinely kind of don't know that either.
Yeah, no, I don't either. It's below general, above private. It's in that little mishmash in the middle we like to call.
So it's like he's somebody's boss.
Complex. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's not like the lowest guy. He's somebody's boss.
Oh yeah, you saw the desk he was sitting at.
That's true. It was pretty majestic.
Yeah, he's a higher up in the military.
Yes.
Living in Bayside.
But could not be more obsessed with the military.
Yeah. Slater walks into the office and says, "Drop and give me 20," and his dad, just as a reflex, goes down and starts doing push-ups.
Yes. Guess what? If you're a major, you haven't had to do that for a long time. Isn't that just like basic training?
Yeah, that's full
it's
metal
like
jacket.
If you're a major, the general comes in and is like, drop and give me 20. You'd be like, fuck off, I'm a major
now.
Yeah,
I think I'm pretty high up. I guess you outrank me, but I'm really not dressed for this.
Yeah, it's like, I don't think I have to do that anymore. So, but yeah, he does that. He instinctively drops down and does it. And he's also wearing his uniform.
Yeah.
Or is he's always at some point wearing something military.
Even in his casual times, he's wearing fatigues.
Yes, yes, yes. He's never not...
Which is, it's hip now.
...repping the military.
Like a guy walked around in an army...
That's true, like camo jeans you get at like the Gap now.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. His dad's in camo skinny jeans.
Yeah, he's ahead of his time. So he's like, hey, son, how'd your shit go or whatever?
Yeah, before he even asks how the shit goes, he says... He says, oh, I've got you a meeting with a congressman about getting you into West Point Military Academy.
And here's another time where I wish I knew more stuff. Because I'm like, that can't be how that goes.
I mean, if you can get a congressman to pull some strings, you can get in
pretty
much
anywhere.
But I feel
like, has every attendee of West Point Military Academy got in after an interview with a congressman?
I only know about it from, like... sex scandals.
Me too. Like, or like Harrison Ford movies.
Yeah,
that's like all I know.
Oh, West Point, that's the one from 48.
I'm like,
48
I get
hours.
It it's elite, like elite dudes go there.
Yeah,
like I get it. Me too. Like that's, but I'm like thinking about the number of students that must be there, and I'm like, it can't be the case that they all were personally interviewed by congressmen to get in there.
Because
our congressmen, the gatekeepers to West Point?
I mean...
That doesn't check out for me.
Yeah, no, it doesn't add up. I don't think everyone did, but I certainly, if you're like... If you're a major in the military, maybe you can get some congressman to sign off on that. I don't... That doesn't bother me.
But I'm almost arguing, is the congressman... If you're a major in the military, is the congressman necessary?
Right.
Can't you go, I'm a major in the military... This is my son. He wants to follow my footsteps. Let's do this.
In my bootsteps.
Yes.
Yeah. No, you're right. You know what? You've got me dead to rights. As much as I want to fight for the logic in this show.
Yeah, I just... But again, hey, if I'm wrong, trust me, I'll get 50 emails saying as much. And maybe somebody listening to this right now, you did go to military school. And it was facilitated by a congressman somehow. I do want to know that. But as far as I'm concerned, that seems so... unnecessary. I mean, it seems like, you know, if I'm trying to get into like Georgia State and they're like, I called the president of the United States
sorry.
To get you in, and I was like, does he need to do that?
Yeah, we need to speak to an astronaut.
Yeah.
We're gonna need an astronaut or a cowboy or any of the village people, and you're gonna get in to West Point.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, it totally seems that way. Like, why is that a thing? So But yeah, so Major Slater's like, I called this congressman somehow to get to interview you, to be like the middleman between you and West Point.
Right.
And then that's when Slater's like, Dad, I don't even want to do that. Just now at the diner I was hanging out at, I was handed a full scholarship to college.
But he doesn't say that. He starts to say,
he pusses out. You're right.
Yeah,
Holy shit.
Zach is like, do you want to tell him about Iowa?
Yeah.
And he's like, what? Iowa, huh? And then Slater's backpedal on that is, yeah, Dad, good news. I owe Zach $10.
That's true. How could I forget that? Because it's so beautifully executed. Yeah. Because the dad goes, how is that good news?
Yeah.
And Zach goes, it is for me.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Impish.
Yes. So he just puts that free $10 in his pocket. Now, before he can get like the balls up to go, oh, actually, Dad, what's up? I'm going to Iowa. His Major Slater gets a phone call.
Uh-huh.
Now, I wrote this down so that we could potentially decipher it.
Okay.
Because he gets a phone call, and this is what he says. He's like, oh, well, the phone call is a classic fake phone call of,
What?
Right?
What's this?
What? Yes, I'll be right there. Hangs up, and then he's like, Dad, what happened? And he goes, A CO went AWOL on a GI at a PX. I have to go ASAP. See you, AC.
Okay.
Yes. So a bunch of beautifully.
It sounds like a snafu.
Hey, something's foobar.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful letter joke.
Yes. It's a fine joke. A CO, commanding officer.
Commanding officer, AWOL, absent without leave.
Except he didn't say AWOL. He said AWOL. He
had to,
say every
emphasize,
letter.
Yeah. GI.
Government. Yeah, like a GI Joe.
Oh my God, I don't even know what GI Joe stands for. Government issued Joe?
Yep, government issued Joe. General.
I'm looking that up. How have I lived 35 years and I used to like play with GI Joes.
Yeah. They're, you know what?
How do I not know that?
For me, they were the real American heroes.
Hey! And we don't even know. Hold on.
Okay, I'm holding.
G.I. Joe.
Holding. G.I.
Please, Wikipedia, don't fail me now.
G.I. Gotta go to Iowa.
Hey! G.I. meaning it was made from. What? The origin of the term dates to World War I when much of the equipment used for U.S. soldiers
General
was stamped
infantry. General infantry.
G.I., meaning it was made from galvanized iron.
What?
So that's not even.
I came up with general infantry.
But Elvis, even the Elvis movie G.I. Blues, that's not galvanized iron blues.
No. I'm thinking it's general infantry. It just came to me. I don't have my phone out because I'm roaming.
Hold on. G.I. Okay. I'm wasting time doing this, but I do want to know what it stands for. So,
you know what?
Commanding officer, absent without leave, general infantry.
I don't know what PX is.
What is PX?
ASAP, ASAP, as soon as possible. This I can confirm.
Yes.
PX, I don't know. What's the workout?
P90X.
Okay. It's like that.
The term GI has been used for a long time as an initialism of government issue or general issue, but is originally referred to galvanize iron.
Well,
so that is like where it came from.
Well, there's a reason we don't know then.
But it's for the general equipment of soldiers.
So it just refers to their equipment?
It says GI is a noun used to describe the soldiers of the U.S. Army and airmen and occasionally Marines and sailors and also for general terms of their equipment.
Like
interesting.
Nards?
So, this guy ran off with his equipment to the PX.
Yeah.
Is that what I can?
No, a commanding officer went AWOL on a GI. It's not important.
It isn't to me. It is very important. Now I got to find out what PX.
Oh boy, I told you.
Post exchange.
Post exchange?
Yeah.
Like the what? Like the post office?
Post exchange. PX stands for post exchange, which was chosen to differentiate it from the BX, base exchange. Post exchange is a modern self-service shopette that offers. So it's like a shop on the military base. So we ran off.
Oh, like the honey hut.
Yeah, so that doesn't make any sense. This whole letter joke does not check out. Well, we just did like a Mythbusters on it and found out that none of that makes sense.
We did a Mythbusters if one of the Mythbusters was always like, I don't think this is important. Let's move on.
I'm sure one of those dudes is. I'm sure there are plenty that don't air where one dude is like, are we really doing this? Yeah. Like, who cares? And I got your point loud and clear. So moving on. So he leaves. And then that's when Zach's like, dude, what did you bailed on telling your dad the truth about Iowa? And he's like, I don't want to go to a military school. And that's when Zach says, yeah, no kidding. You'd look stupid with a crew cut.
Which I couldn't disagree more.
I also... He's like, he says that to his flowing Jerry curls.
He has one of the most iconically bad haircuts of all time.
Yeah, the mulletiest of mullets.
The greasiest, curliest mullet.
Yes, in the history of television.
Yeah. You'd look, like, with those dimples, you'd look beautiful with any haircut. Oh my God. You're the face of an Adonis. AC Slater.
Beautiful.
I mean, you're selling yourself short with this haircut. Do you not know how good looking you are? You could host Extra.
Yes, one day. If you cut that mullet off, they're going to hire you to host Extra.
If you got an Extra hosting scholarship.
Yes, to Extra University. So the next scene is they're back in the hallway.
Jesse hasn't gotten into Yale. She just found out she hasn't gotten into Yale.
Yes.
But Screech has gotten into Barbizon School of Modeling.
Yes.
Only to find out that it is not a school that where you go to build model airplanes.
To make models. It's to model, which again...
Why
would he get in? Because if he's sitting here applying to all these, you know part of the application process for that place is a headshot.
Yeah.
You know it.
And probably he's been sending headshots to all these schools and they're like, get in.
Yes,
Come here.
Yeah. So they're all like talking about that in the hallway. And then...
Oh, you don't want to decipher that logic, but you're ready to go letter by letter through a joke?
Yes, I was, because I'm like, if y'all are going to lean on that crutch for the entire... It's like two sentences and nothing but letters.
This is a serious episode. This isn't a really jokey one. There's a
I know,
lot
it
of
is
like,
kind of like kids
feelings
stand
and,
up for your futures or whatever to your parents. So this is when Zach is like, I got an idea... I know you got your meeting today with the congressman. I'm going to totally take care of this.
Yeah.
So they
inside, cut two.
Cut
inside,
to
Belding's
office. Now, I have a little bit of a beef with this, but I can't figure out if maybe it does make sense.
Okay.
Because at least I'm going to... Okay, the congressman interview, we've gone over whether or not that would really happen.
But we have agreed to suspend our disbelief.
Yes. So, okay, let's say that happens. I have to give them credit that at least... This interview is taking place on school grounds and not at a restaurant. Like, I'll give y'all that. Like, oh, okay, fair enough, he's coming to school. Now, whether or not the principal would just give up his office for it, I don't think that would happen.
But there are only four sets.
That's true.
One classroom.
Yeah, of course.
One office, hallway.
But in real life, I feel like the bare minimum, the principal would go, yes, have this on school property. Maybe take an empty classroom. Like, nobody's in this class this period. Not, I'll leave my office. Who cares if the phone rings?
Yeah.
Who cares what business I got to do?
At your high school, I feel like the principal was not always in his office, but the office area was bustling.
Totally.
He had a secretary.
Yeah, secretary.
There were other administrators.
Other administrators, 100%.
Not
completely.
Just an office.
It was like a kind of compound.
I hope Slater gets his locker near my office next year.
Yes. Well, yeah, it definitely wasn't right off the hallway. It was like a compound of offices where you like walk in to the main door and then there's like, you know, five or six offices of the principal, vice principal, all the people. So yeah, it was like this little compound. It was not right off of the hallway. And yeah, I feel like, you know, they would just use even the teacher's lounge. Hey, go to the teacher's lounge. Like, he would just not get up and leave his work for the day.
Sure.
So that...
Especially without a secretary.
Yes. So he just gives it up to the congressman. Also...
But we agree he's not very good at his job.
He's terrible. He's the worst. He would be fired 1,000 times by now. Yes, of course. But there's also weirdly no, like, facilitate... He leaves well before Slater is due to come in. Like, you'd think he would sit there, and then when Slater comes in, you go... Slater, cool.
Right,
This is the congressman. Introduce them and then be like, I'll leave my own office to you guys.
All right.
But there's none of
that. You guys hash out what you got to hash out.
He just leaves the congressman there completely by himself. And is like, have fun waiting for Slater here. I'm out of here.
And then, who shows up?
Yes.
It's not Slater at all.
No.
But it's Zach, dressed as Rambo, but with a Slater wig.
Thank you. It's Zach as Rambo as Slater.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
This was a fun scene for Mark Paul, I bet.
I think so, too. I think he really was like, I'm psyched to go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like intense at times watching him go legitimately nuts.
Yeah.
And also, he does come in wearing bullets.
Yeah, well, like a bandolier of bullets.
Yes.
Which...
And you can't do that at school.
Yeah, I don't think you
even
can have...
walking from wherever he changed to the hall or to down the hall to Principal Bellings, like a teacher would go, like, holy shit, are you wearing bullets?
Yeah, is that 100 rounds of lime ammunition on your chest? I realize Columbine hasn't happened yet, the teacher would say. But it feels like it's real dangerous. You could hit those with a hammer.
Like, yes. Like, the teacher would be like, I'm pretty sure that's not allowed. Like, it's kind of not allowed to just wear weapons.
Yeah,
to
yeah,
wear
yeah.
bullets.
Ammo.
Yes. You're just wearing ammunition on your chest. So
if someone comes around wearing guns and you guys hug, you yeah. might accidentally shoot someone.
And you guys hug.
Well, if the bullets rub up against the gun in the wrong way, then uh-oh.
Oh my god, I just love picturing that as like such a Looney Tunes, like Acme bullets rubbing up against Acme guns.
Uh-huh.
And then that happens and there's a cloud and then the cloud disperses and they just have like soot on their faces
yeah,
and it's like wank wank.
Their beaks are on backwards.
Totally. So yeah,
Zach is all like, "Hey, I'm super war-y. I love war.
Yes,
I'm super."
He's
into
like,
war.
"I can't wait to murder people."
Yeah, we can't wait to get head to the front lines. And the congressman is like, "We're actually not at war right,
right.
now."
Well, and he also even tries to tempt. He's also like, you know, there's more to doing it. Also, like, he's even like, there's more to the army than it's not just killing people, kid.
Mm.
And he tries to be like, I'm so psyched to kill people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he's just basically yelling
rat-tat-tat, patooey, patooey.
Yes, he is. He's making gun noises.
And so Zach is like, oh well, if we're not at war right now, we should attack Canada, which offends me.
Yes.
I
got real tense sitting next to you
yeah.
as he was saying that. I was
yeah,
like,
I was
oh.
I was making notes with a pencil and there was sawdust
yeah.
coming off the pencil.
Yeah, it was real. I was like, oh no, how's my guest going to take this? Mm.
Zach said that we should attack Canada.
Yeah.
Creep in through the woods outside of Toronto,
mm-hmm.
which I'm sure there are.
I was about to say, are there woods?
There's woods everywhere.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you could necessarily creep in at the border.
Toronto's the one that you drive to from Detroit.
Windsor's the one you drive to from Detroit.
But that's the...
yeah.
Detroit or Toronto's the closest,
yeah.
not the other ones on the other huge cities on the other
Montreal?
Side, right?
Montreal? Oh, no.
Vancouver.
Vancouver, yeah.
Yes.
Montreal's further east. Vancouver's way out west.
I've been to Toronto a couple of times and I've driven from Detroit. No, I flew to Montreal once. All of these times it was to see Billy Bragg.
Okay.
Literally all of the time. I think I've been to Canada three times and each time it's for Billy Bragg shows. But two of the times
I
drove.
He is our favorite son.
You guys seem pretty jazzed to see him. Your countrymen were, like, pretty into it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
None of them flew.
You guys are socialists up there.
A little bit.
Yeah, you welcome him. He's repping
Does
hard
he not
for
come
you.
Come here?
Oh, he comes here all the time.
Oh.
I just go see him everywhere. He comes here all the time. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Pardon me.
I just try to see him whenever and wherever possible.
Anyway.
Okay, sorry.
So Zach is bragging.
Yes.
It's Billy bragging.
Yay!
Zach is talking about how... he wants to, like, he picks up some pencils.
Yeah.
He throws them at the congressman, mm-hmm. like, acting like they're bombs.
Totally. Jumps on Belding's desk.
Yeah. He flips over a chair and starts, like, acting like it's a machine gun.
Yeah.
And then he jumps up onto the desk and he talks about how he wants to ride tanks through the streets
yeah.
of Toronto.
And then starts singing the national anthem, like, super creepily.
Uh-huh.
Like, it starts to get really kind of real.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, like, Zach's digging deep for this.
Yeah, Zach's doing a great job getting...
being creepy.
Getting Slater expelled from the
yes!
school he doesn't go
well,
to.
Yeah, that's the thing. So, of course, the congressman is, like, horrified. Like, he jumps out of the chair and is like, what? But he's not horrified enough to me. Like, there's not a point where he's like, kid. I feel like he'd even go, are you being serious right now? Like, come on.
Why is Slater, if he's afraid to talk to his own dad... why is he also afraid to talk to this congressman and be like, hey, level with me, buddy?
Yes.
Can you just not let me in?
Yes.
Like, I just want to wrestle.
Yeah, I feel like he would. Yeah, the easiest solution. Yeah, this guy's a stranger. He's not going to be intimidated by him like he is his dad, I guess. So, yeah, you'd think he would just go in and go, look, congressman.
Yeah.
Between you and me.
Just walk in with his dong out. You look so disappointed in me. Just
no, not at all.
Hey, check it out. I don't want to go to West Point. Couldn't he even say?
Isn't this enough to not get me in?
Couldn't he even say he's gay?
That in this time, that would be perfect.
Or why wouldn't Zach take that opportunity to pretend to be gay?
This is 1992. This is like primo. Like if you're gay, you get straight up kicked out of the military. Yeah. Times. Yeah, immediately he could just be like, I'm gay. And he's like, oh, well, you're not getting in.
Darn it.
But if all of that fails, I mean, he could really just go in and go, look, Congressman, between you and me, I don't really want to do this. Mm-hmm. My dad's forced me to do it. He forced me to have this meeting.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, bro.
But then maybe the congressman would be like, you fucking dick. I came from D.C. just to do this.
I cleared my whole schedule. Yes.
You should have told your dad so I didn't fly out here. Like, maybe, I don't know, maybe he would be more pissed about it. But, yeah, Zach gets super intensely crazy and tanks the whole thing. So, the next scene is we're back in the hallway, and it's still Jesse, like, boohooing about not getting a single
this
acceptance
letter. This time
she
didn't get into Harvard. She opens her locker, and junk food just pours out.
It's like she bought an entire vending machine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane the amount of junk food.
She eats one thing and leaves the
and
rest
leaves
on
all
the floor.
The rest. But this is where I'm at the point where I'm like, okay,
Lisa's wearing a cool houndstooth hat.
It actually was kind of cool.
Yeah, she looks good in hats.
But this is a time where I'm like, okay, why isn't Jesse getting into anything?
I know, but like if you're not getting...
It's like not believable at this point.
But Harvard is like the biggest of like,
totally.
If you're not going to get into one school, it's going to be that one.
Right. But even before then, it's like she would have gotten it. I think she would have gotten into like Yale.
Yeah. Oh,
like
yeah.
Like Cornell.
Yeah, that was her safety school.
Yeah. I mean, that's like the joke. I know people that went there and they're like all butthurt that that's like a joke about Cornell. I'm like, it's still Ivy League. Like, calm down. You're still smart. So she didn't get in. She leaves like a river of junk food on the floor. And then that's when Slater and Zach come up, and they and Kelly and Jesse are like, hey, or Kelly and Lisa are like, how did your interview go? And he's all like, totally bombed it. It's awesome.
Which they never heard about the interview, did they?
I think that they just briefly talked about it in the hallway or something. But when he's like gleefully like, I bombed it, they're like, wait, why are you happy you bombed it?
Because of Tramer.
Because of Tramer, first of all. Yeah, he would have been like, I don't know if you guys were sitting there. You saw Tramer totally hook me up. But also, these are teenagers, and the girls are like, we can't believe you don't want to go to military school. Like, what? All teenagers go, of course you don't want to fucking go to military school.
Yeah.
Military school in my school was used as a threat. That was punishment. Like, kids got, if you don't act right, I'm going to send you to military school.
I mean, no one ever followed through on
it. No one did.
Because I don't know if there were military. Are there military, like, high schools?
I assume there probably are. I assume there are. But I'm just saying, it is viewed by teenagers, except maybe a select few who do come from, like, generations of military families that are, like, psyched about it. Overall, all teenagers know military school equals punishment.
Yeah.
Equals terrible. Like, no one is psyched to go there. So I just thought it was hilarious how Kelly and Lisa are like, we can't believe you don't want to go.
Totally.
Because he's like, of course I don't want to fucking go. It's military school.
Yeah.
It sucks. So they are really disappointed in him, though. They're like, oh, we're super disappointed in you for lying. And
they find out all about what Zach did.
Yeah, because Zach's like, I posed as him. I tanked it. It's great. And they're like, you guys are dicks. You shouldn't have lied.
Yeah. And then everyone leaves through this pile of junk food.
Yes, that they just leave on the floor.
Slater goes to his locker, and then as he's walking away from his locker, Belding and the congressman leave the office.
Yes.
Which I guess the congressman is just, he's spending the day at Bayside.
Yeah, he's chilling. Now, if this was real, a congressman, as soon as the interview's over, congressman's like, my car's here, I'll see you later. Like, he's not like, just not like, so Belding, what are you doing later on?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Belding is super like treating him as an equal, too.
Yes. Like, he's just like, anyway, buddy. So, So they're talking in the hallway, and that's when Slater comes up and just is like, hey, Mr. Belding, how's it going? And he's like, cool, Slater, see you later. And so when he says that, the congressman is like, you got more than one AC Slater here? And Belding's like, no, just that dude. And that's when the congressman's like, that's not the guy who was in my interview.
Yeah. And so, what they decide to do is prank them.
Now, You were sitting here as I yelled about this because this is so next level, even for this show.
Because Mr. Belding has been involved in these pranks.
Yes.
He's helped kids prank other kids.
Yes.
But he's never helped a congressman.
Okay. Exactly. We've already seen multiple times where adults prank other kids.
Yeah.
Now we are getting the motherfucking U.S. government to prank
kids. How high
kids.
Does this go?
Thank you.
Follow
Thank
the money.
You. What kind of clearance did they get? Like, he's literally calling for the assistance of U.S. government officials to prank high school students.
Yes.
And they do it. The congressman is like, yes, I will bring in military police to prank your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Holy fuck. Like, holy shit.
Yes.
That's like, I can't even bend my mind around this. I just, it's like, honest to God, I swear to, it's like, if I do something wrong and it's like my mom calls the governor and is like, come prank my daughter to teach her a lesson.
Well, my parents, they used to do this thing. This went maybe
Did
even
your parents
higher
prank
up.
You?
They would call Santa Claus.
Oh!
And he, well.
Oh,
I'm,
my God. What did he do?
Well, usually by the time they dialed six of those numbers, I was behaving.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Six. It's not even long distance to call Santa Claus.
Oh, no.
No area code required.
It's Canada.
Oh, I guess you guys are closer to the North. You maybe share an area code with
yeah,
the
we
North
do.
Pole. That's a, did your parents really do that? Please tell me that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. How old were you?
Oh, 15, 16.
Oh, seriously. Seriously. I need to know the truth about this because this is incredible.
I think maybe six.
So you're like six. How old's your brother?
Oh, my brother is like 14.
Oh, okay.
But my,
so it's only working on you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and then my siblings would get in on it.
So you misbehave.
Uh-huh.
Your parents are like, if you don't quit, I'm going to call Santa Claus. And you're like, whatever, I don't care. And then they pick up the phone.
They pick up the phone. Rotary.
Yes. It gives you extra time to change your mind.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if it's six numbers. I just know they're dialing. Maybe, I think even a few times, they would just dial six numbers and say and pretend that they actually got through to Santa. Hello, Santa. Like, Santa picks up.
Yes, of course. On, like, the first ring, yeah. too.
Hello, Santa. Dave won't take a bath or whatever. I would.
And what are you doing during this? Are you crying? Are you like, please hang up? Don't tell him? Like,
no,
what are you doing?
Yeah, maybe. But I'm buying it.
Yes.
I'm definitely buying it. I think they only needed to do it a couple times.
Right. And then you're
And then I was like,
the threat
okay, the
of,
moment they start dialing, I
you're like,
I
just
like, it's I probably just wasn't going to bed.
Right.
That was my I think that's
I love your parents.
Yeah.
That is
Me too.
Amazing.
Except my dad made me go to military school.
No, but that I don't think I know anybody whose parents did that. I mean, it's really creative and I really love it.
Yeah, I think it would pretty much only work November, December.
Right, I guess that's true. I guess in the summer.
Like Santa will forget. I can make up for this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that is so great. Okay, well, you know what? I stand corrected. Your parents got involved in even higher power than any governmental thing. I mean, Santa's kind of like, he's even like above the government.
Yeah, he's like the fourth, it goes executive, legislative, judicial, and
no,
festive.
No, no, no. Santa like oversees all of it. That's like calling Zeus to get him to prank your kid. He's just like
that would be
a mythical body that like overrules all of us. So kudos to your parents. They're geniuses. So the U.S. government aids the principal of Bayside High School in pranking two children. So Belding brings in these two MPs, military police, to
Oh, you know
fake...
what that stands for?
I don't know why I do, but I do.
They're
I
not
think
members
probably...
of parliament?
I guess I just probably know that from like some military movies, but
yeah, they arrest Zach for impersonating an applicant.
Yes.
They arrest Slater for aiding and abetting
somebody who impersonates an applicant,
yeah.
I guess. But they do this fake arresting also in the middle of class.
Right. With a teacher I've never seen before.
That's true. This teacher, I don't think he shows up again, and I don't know if they say his name. But in front of the teacher, in front of the students, like they do this fake arresting.
And does class go on after this?
It seems to just go on. It seems like everybody looks around like, that's weird, and then...
back to work, back to learning.
Even though there were military police here. Also, I feel like even though I'd be shitting bricks, like, of course, anyone would, because you'd be like, holy shit, military police. As soon as they announced the charges, like when they were like, we're arresting you for faking being an applicant.
Yeah.
Even a kid, I go, I'm pretty sure that's not real. Yeah. Like, I would just be like, that does not sound like an arrestable offense.
Yeah. I didn't fill out a form illegally, even.
Yeah.
put on a wig.
Yes. So it is, I mean, I'd be shit scared, so I can't say I wouldn't be like, whatever. True. But after the fact, I'd go, that seems super fake. Anyway, so they bring him to the principal's office. They're handcuffed to each other.
Yeah, which I only ever see in movies and TV.
Yeah, that's never happening in real life ever. And the congressman, it has to be noted, is still there.
Yes.
Like, still at the school, just chilling.
He is. He's put out a picnic blanket. He is.
Yeah, he's just like,
he's having a nice day.
Totally. So he's still sticking around to oversee this prank. And that's when they tell them, though, like, Belding and the guy's like, hey, this is fake. Did we teach you a lesson? And they're like, yes, totally.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. And that's when the congressman finally is like, I'll go. I'll take the MPs with me. My work here is done. My all-day leisurely work at your school is done. I'll go back to D.C. now and actually, like, do my job.
And then Belding is like, well, you guys still aren't off the hook with me.
Yes.
Except Zach, you can go ahead and leave.
Yes. Now, here's another thing I have issue with. Because Belding does stick around and is like, Slater, you're still in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I'm like, is he? Because this is way out of your jurisdiction. This is like a family matter now.
Or a military police matter.
Yes, like it has... He didn't technically do wrong by the school.
And also, yeah, the only one who's really done anything that Belding can legitimately get mad about is Zach wearing bullets.
Yeah. That's true. That's like technically the only crime that has happened.
When Belding and the congressman were talking off screen, he might have said, what did he do? What was he wearing?
Yeah.
Oh, weapons.
Yes. You are brilliant. You're 100% right. Like, the only technical crime here is Zach wore bullets on school property. That's the only thing Belding really has control over or really can punish anybody for, because when he sits down with Slater, he's like, hey, you got to tell, like, it is less than 0% of the principal's business where this kid wants to go to college.
Yes.
Like, it has nothing to do with him whatsoever. And he kind of sits down, like, lecturing him. Like, it's kind of like, look, kid, you know, you got to whatever, whatever. And I'd be like, the fuck are you talking about?
Well, as you'll recall, he didn't say a word.
Oh, right.
Slater did all the talking. Slater did all the talking.
Yes.
And,
but just the way he sits down with him, like, as if he had done wrong by him, when it's like, no, this is between Slater and his dad. Mm-hmm. Like, you could not have less to do with this, or the school have less to do with this. Like, this is family chance.
There's a dad involved in this. You can't even be a father figure.
Yes, like, he has the father figure. Yeah, so that's, like, just a weird thing where I'm like, Belding, step off. Like, this has nothing to do with you. Like, calm down. Okay, so the next scene is Slater back in his dad's man cave.
The dad is in military casual.
You can never not know he's in the military. Yep. So he's totally wearing his fatigues. And Slater's like, Dad, I gotta tell you something. You know, I totally don't, like every teenager in the universe,
in the history of mankind,
I do not want to go to military school. And then that's when he's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, I'm gonna wrestle. I got a wrestling scholarship.
And the dad is like, Tramer.
Oh my God, totally. Totally. And he also kind of immediately, the dad's reaction is as if Slater said, I'm going to be like a professional WWF wrestler.
Right.
Which, and the dad would go, what? That's crazy. He ignores the part where Slater's like, I'm going to college for free.
Yeah.
Like, any parent would go, oh my God, that is fucking great.
Oh, radical.
Yes. Like, thank you, kid. Let's go. I'll take you out for ice cream.
Yeah.
But he's like, what? What are you saying? You know.
The dad is like, I gotta get dressed. I ship out tomorrow.
Right.
And his AC's like, I thought you weren't leaving till Sunday. And he's suddenly like, oh no, I'm leaving early.
Yes.
You can't do that. The army won't be like, I guess we'll just change this mission three days because you're mad at your kid.
And transport like one dude. It's like, no, your whole regiment or whatever's on this plane. Like, we can't just leave early because you.
We know nothing about the army.
I know nothing.
Your whole regiment.
I mean, that's a thing, right?
Yeah, sure. Or it's like...
You know what's so funny? Is the only stuff I know about the military is this guy I dated, but he's a Green Beret. So, like, he can't even tell me shit.
Oh, really?
So I only know, like, the minimum amount of shit he's able to tell me.
Oh, what is a Green Beret?
Like a spy.
Oh, funky.
Yes. But he does say missions. He'll be like, I gotta go. We just got a new mission.
Okay.
So that's like all I know.
Is he mispronouncing machine?
He called... We just got a new machine. I gotta
go play Xbox.
His is a team. He says, me and my team gotta go da da da. Because I think
is
it's
he
only
in SEAL
like
Team 6?
He's not, oh, I couldn't tell you even if he was. No, SEAL Team 6 is Navy?
Okay.
Navy SEALs.
Okay.
He's a Green Beret, so it's Army.
Okay.
But he only has like 5 or 6
Beret
dudes
team
on
six?
His team.
Hat Team 6?
I don't know what his
Ooh,
number
wrestling
is.
Wrestling Team 6?
Yes. He's just like Big Boss Man.
Sure.
No, that guy was a cop.
Yeah. Or no, I think he was like a prison guard. Was Big Boss Man.
Who was an army? Who was the army wrestler?
Sergeant
guy?
Slaughter.
Yes, God, how could I forget that? Yes, okay.
He was also a G.I. Joe.
Yes, yes.
He
a government issue Joe.
One of the few guys to make the jump from wrestler to G.I. Joe.
The WWF was his training.
Yeah.
For the military.
Exactly.
That was his basic training.
Made the jump to cartoon.
They were like, we've seen you get slammed in the head with a chair many times. We know you're the few, the proud. Oh, that's the Marines, whatever.
Whatever,
fuck that whole
Semper Fi.
Yes. We sound very disrespectful,
I'm
by
Canadian.
The way. So you get away with it. I don't. I want to go on record as saying I have nothing but respect for our veterans.
Yeah, I also. For Canada's veterans only.
Yes. Okay, so that's
so
the dad is totally like, I'm leaving.
Out. Yeah.
He's like, sorry, kid, I'm not even going to... Because he's like, Dad, the championship. He's like, I don't care, I'm gone.
I don't care about state championships. Yeah. You are not my son.
You're dead to me now, and bye. So the next scene is they're back in the Max, and that's when Jesse rushes in and is like, look, this is my last envelope. My last chance.
From Columbia.
Yes.
I'm afraid to open it.
Yes.
She's in her cheerleading outfit. It's pretty good.
Yes. And she's like, Lisa goes, let me open it for you. She opens it. Hey, it says yes. And then, of course, she's freaking out. She jumps up and down. I'm going to Columbia.
Yeah, and then she throws up all of the junk food she ate.
Then she totally makes herself barf in the bathroom. So she's going to Columbia. She's psyched about it. And then that's when Zach comes in. And Zach is like, so every, apparently.
Why are you going, you're forgetting all of Screech's great jokes.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Screech, this is the first time Screech hasn't got into a school.
Yes.
And he's bummed about it. It was Fisher College for Women.
Mm-hmm. Which is not a place.
No. But which is weird because they've been using the names of all these
real schools. Yes.
Which is rare for...
That is the thing I remarked in the beginning because we were talking about Stansbury because that's not real, right? And then, this whole episode is nothing but
it's
real
like
colleges.
Duke and Princeton and Yale and Harvard. But,
So they
make up this women's school.
Women. Yes.
And he's bummed because he thought he could get a
date.
Because
that's his only
chance
to get ladies.
Yeah.
And then that's when they go, so everybody's kind of been decided. And so they're like, Zach, where are you going? And he tries to hide. He's like, Yale. And of course, like, what? And he's like, I'm going to Yale. And then that's when they are like, how? You don't do any homework ever.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, but I got fucking 1,500
this
on SATs.
This is a rare episode that calls back previous episodes.
Yes. Selectively so.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it does. And they go, and they're like, okay. And I don't, that doesn't track. You got it. You can't get Fs. Straight Fs, but then get a 1,500 on SAT and go to Yale.
It's got a lot more competitive in the last 20 years.
Yeah, that's not
but
happening.
But maybe in the 1992 you could.
So he's going to Yale. Now, then Slater walks in because I guess they're having another pep rally, like a pre-match pep rally.
Yeah.
Right?
For the for state championships.
Yeah. And he goes, well, no, is this, they're back in the gym. Or
no,
they're
well,
back
he,
in the
well,
locker room.
AC Slater, that is.
Yes.
He shows up at the, he's bummed. Like, he lets everyone know, hey, I'm bummed, I'm not. Oh, they do, because they do a pep rally, and they do cheers and stuff.
Yes, and he's
and people
just
are
like,
clapping,
and
he's like, I'm moody.
Yes.
I'm a moody teen.
Yes.
I'm goth.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, this sucks. And then the next scene is he's like stretching in the locker room.
In the locker room, looking fine.
Yes.
Oh, man, I'm imagining
them tree trunk legs.
Oh, boy, just think of that with a crew cut.
Yes.
Oh,
so much better. Such an improvement.
Yeah, just think of him wearing crew cuts.
Yes.
J. Crew's line for children.
So he's like stretching out, getting ready for the thing. And then that's when Zach comes in and is like, hey, aren't you psyched? Like, you're totally going to win. This would be great. And he goes, how can I be psyched? My dad hates me.
Mm.
And that's when I said, use that as fuel like the rest of us do. That's all we do. Why do you think I'm a comedian right now? Because my dad didn't give a fuck.
But yeah, no, it's like, hey, guess who every athlete has tried to prove something to?
That's the very reason athletes exist.
Yeah, exactly.
The very genesis of every athlete story.
But it's usually because my dad thinks I'm a pussy. It's not because I didn't want to go to
military. Yeah, it's not necessarily because he hates you, quote unquote, but it's like, that is... The origin story of any success is like, fuck you, dad. Like, that's what it is.
Any and every success.
That is what it is.
That's why whenever you go through a high school yearbook, all the quotes at the end of the year are all, fuck you, dad.
Yes. And then it's like, see you when I'm a CEO or a pro football player
or a murderer. Anything.
Well, yes, exactly.
A dad
that's,
murderer.
That's a success in some ways in their eyes.
Sure. Headlines.
Yes. So... He's like, my dad hates me. And then that's when Zach's like, guess what? I got a visitor. And then that's when his dad comes in. That's when Major Slater comes in. And he's like, hey, buddy, I'm here. And he's like, dad, I thought you had to take off. And he's like, nope, totally here.
Yep.
And also still proud of you.
Yep.
Do your wrestling. Aww, I think it's great.
Big awe from the audience.
Yes.
Hug. You never find out if he wins. It doesn't really matter to Tramer.
Yeah, he's... He can't. They already got that oral contract.
Yeah.
That they made in the max.
Yep.
That he has before a full ride.
Before God's eyes and.
Actually, that's a good
Mark
point.
Mark the actor. Mark the actor? Mike. What's the actor's
James
name?
The actor. James the actor. But you make a very good point that Tramer says that and then splits. So it's like, what if he does lose this match?
Yeah.
Does Tramer come back? He flies back to go, I take away your scholarship.
Yeah. What if he, you know, tears his ACL in this match?
Yeah. And then that's. But. I wonder if, so what if that happens, and then Tramer goes, sorry, I'm taking it back, and then Slater's like, I'm taking you to court because we have that oral agreement. I got five witnesses.
Right.
They saw you come in and give me that.
Yep.
I'm taking you to court, Tramer.
I think.
Slater v. Tramer.
Do we know any of the origin story on how he ended up at the same school in the college years with Zach, and Zach didn't go to Yale? Is it maybe, did that have something to do with it?
Actually, I don't remember. I did watch all of those out of obligation, to be honest. I don't remember. I don't remember if maybe they do, like on the first episode or something, there's like some way to explain like how come we ended up here and not at Yale and Iowa, respectively.
Do you find, this is the last season of the show.
Of Saved by the Bell, yes.
Yeah, do you find that they ran out of stuff to do in the last season?
Well, sure. They ran out of stuff to do in the first season.
But like in this one, there's a lot more, there's a... more serious moments. There's like the drunk driving episode.
Yes.
There's the
I think maybe
Zach
they tried to shove
episode.
More lessons into it too. Because they do have the drunk driving and like
they but I think there's like two clip shows.
Yes. Though I don't think I'm even gonna do those.
Oh, I think people
because it's just clips.
People are writing in their
laptops
right now.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll
see everyone. But it is
I
want
to know about
clips.
When Zach thinks back to his summer on the beach.
Exactly, exactly.
Or the time capsule episode.
So yeah, so that's it. So the dad shows up and everybody's happy. And then he's like, but even while you're at Iowa, maybe do ROTC. And he's like, no way, dad.
ROTC, he says.
We called it ROTC in high school.
Right.
I don't know what that stands for either.
We don't have that where I'm from.
You don't have like high school military?
If we do. It's
not called ROTC.
Yeah. But not as far as I remember.
Okay.
But there probably was. There was like cadets.
That's probably the same kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which was like, if you stayed in like scouts, you became a cadet.
I don't think ROTC is affiliated with Boy Scouts. But I mean, cadets sounds like the same kind of thing, I guess. All right, Dave. I want to know a little bit about your history with the show.
Right.
You're only a couple years younger than me. You grew up in Canada, so you did watch this on the reg in Canada.
Yeah, I watched it. I've seen every episode.
Yes.
You don't get this good at analyzing it without,
of course,
a little practice. And I played soccer on Saturday mornings, so I never really saw these live.
Right.
Like, so I... When Tori showed up in the final year, I was like...
You were like, what is going on?
But the whole time I had been watching it, it was always out of order.
Like, yes.
Because I was seeing it in syndication, and you would see, you know, one episode at 3:30, one episode at 4.
Right.
There was no continuity. And like, you know, one episode, they'd both be after Kelly.
Yes.
One episode,
They're dating other people.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, when you were watching it too, did it resemble...
When is Violet? Has Violet been on?
Yeah, she's already been on.
That's Tori Spelling?
I think, yeah. Although she might have a couple more still. But when you were watching this, I mean, not like Canada is like super dupes like on the other side of the world or anything.
Yeah.
But did you for a little bit go, oh, this is what American high school was like? Or did you have enough evidence to the contrary? Like, you're not so far away that you like don't know that this isn't real.
Yeah, well, we also had...
Because my friends in England who grew up and they did watch it, they totally were like, oh, this is 100% what high school in America is like.
But do you, like, honestly, if you think about high school in England, do you think it's Harry Potter?
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, are you telling me it isn't? Because
I'm not. I can't confirm or deny that.
You're blowing my mind
right
now.
Well, you probably know where Morrissey went to high school.
Oh, I know all that shit. But I'm weird. I'm not like the average. I'm like such an Anglophile that you can't ask me because it's like unfair. But maybe the average kid. Average kid right now would be like, I think that's what school is like. I mean, a kid.
But I think like we had the same show. Like we had, you know, Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, right.
So we. And I knew people in high schools.
Look, I'm just saying, you already called it grade 12, and I was like, whoa, I can't believe the vast gulf of differences. So, maybe.
Well, no, it did seem...
I was growing up, I thought everything over there was like Kids in the Hall.
Sure. Well, yeah, growing up in... Okay, I'll be honest. I thought every American kid could stop time and talk to the camera.
Guess what? We can.
Oh, wow. Time out. But I love the show. I don't know if I was ready to, like, love it ironically or whatever.
Right.
But I didn't think it was good.
Right.
I remember watching it with my sister, and my sister was like, Screech was on the screen, and she was like, oh, no, he's got to look like that all the time.
Oh,
and I felt so bad for him because I was like,
oh,
he's good looking enough to be on TV.
Oh, that is hilarious. How old was your sister at the time that she was saying this?
Oh, probably 16.
Oh, that's so funny. That's so cute.
Yeah. No,
like, oh, that poor kid.
Yeah. But, like, she's right. He's ugly.
I mean, he still looks like that.
And, yeah, he's a weird looking dude. He's got no redeeming qualities. I think as like I was sort of a weird nerdy kid, and like I liked grossing people out and stuff like that.
Right.
And so.
Oh, you weren't like a Screech though.
No, but like I was like a Screech maybe, but he's, you know, 16 on the show when I was 10.
Okay.
So
right.
like I saw a lot of myself in Screech.
Sure.
But I was like, oh, I've grown out of this. Maybe he should.
Yeah. I love the lessons. Screech, grow out of it. I've matured, like, as you're watching it. But no, I love that. I love that you watched it growing up in Canada. I love that you were into it.
Of course I was into it.
I feel like this is a very... we're diplomats. We're, like, bridging
the gap. Yeah, this is good for international relations.
It is. I fully agree. And I appreciate you coming all... I'm going to pretend like you came all this way just to come to my house and do this. And I do appreciate it.
I just emailed you out of the blue. Dude, I will fly down to be on
this
show.
Hey, you're welcome to.
Mm-hmm.
So that was awesome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming over and doing this. And I just have to say again, for everybody watching along on Netflix, I'm not going by Netflix order. And weirdly, the real air dates do have Tori episodes kind of sprinkled in the other ones. So as of now, the next episode I'm going to be covering is called Drinking and Driving.
Ooh.
Guess what happens in that one?
They wear togas.
Yeah. So that's going to be the next episode I'm going to cover here on Go Bayside. And I want to say, as usual, thank you so much for the kind emails that you guys send. I appreciate all of them, as well as the nice iTunes reviews. They really help. They're awesome and very much appreciated. And and there's a lot of people. Next episode, I need to give shout outs to lots of people who gave donations and who have done awesome stuff. But just so you guys know the magic of recording, I'm doing all these in advance because as you're listening to this, I'm probably somewhere seeing Morrissey in some other city that's not Los Angeles. So I'm out of town a lot while these are airing. So when I get back from being out of town a lot, I'll give people shout outs and stuff. That's my eloquent sign off. Thanks again for listening to Go Bayside. Beep, 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 go Bayside!